Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, December 29th. I'm glad you'd be here to tell me what day it is, you know.
Secretary
work, right?
Yeah.
And it's a little after 11 o'clock, and this is C.A. Nuri, and we are on Guardian Radio AM, and we are having a countdown to New Year's Day. I invited Aaron Green to join me again today as we continue a discussion that we had yesterday with a discussion on the major stories, news stories that happen over the year. Now, yesterday, we had Mashup Wednesday, when both shows joined together, and we had like a kaleidoscope. We were inundated with topics. But today, I said, Aaron, you know, I appreciate all those topics we discussed with, but I want to have a theme. I want to have a theme, and I wanted to debate you on what this theme is. So Aaron said, okay, you want to debate me live on air and invite people to call in and comment on what we're talking about? Let's do it. So I said, yeah, man, I could keep Thursday open. Today is Thursday. Thursday is open. And I invite you to join Aaron and I within this conversation. And this conversation is going to be about accountability and transparency. And this is the overarching theme and about the main story in what happened in the Bahamas, whether the Progressive Liberal Party, the government of the Bahamas, has succeeded of being transparent and accountable to the Bahamian public, particularly since they have chastised the other guys who we proved that they didn't do a good job at all. They are the poster child of failure. They have a lot of things to overcome. They have to rebuild and rebrand. And we say, okay, I understand that. But let's analyze the Progressive Liberal Party. Are they what we bought? The good thing that we bought? Did we buy into something good? Is it what they're putting out? What they're dishing out to us? Is it an A grade? Is it a B grade? Is it, at least they're better than the other set? And should we satisfy and be comfortable with, at least they're better than minister-led government? Is that the best it cannot possibly be?
I'm glad that's where you started the debate.
Yes, and that's where I'm going to start the debate, because I have one or two stories, and that's where the stories come in that happened during this year, that is going to be under the theme transparency and accountability. And of course, Aaron is our resident dictionary and our resident scholar. You know, she gone to that good school on Village Road, and she gone to Borden School. So she's cultured. She's cultured and she's exposed, right? I want to ask Aaron, what is transparency? What is accountability? And how do you expect that or see that in the Bahamas, in the definition of the Bahamas, that you view transparency and accountability? Go ahead.
So transparency is like you can see easily what is happening, right? And accountability is that you can answer questions about what you're doing. You can provide documentation to support what you're doing, right?
And I see you cop out that simple definition, and I embrace that. So I'm going to tell you my main story, and I brought it up. I brought it up yesterday, right? And I brought it up, and I can bring it up again until the Commissioner of Police addresses this issue, because I think he has fallen short. Falling short of the glory, and the Bahamian people need to start poking him and say, no, you owe us a duty of care to respond, because you have said and set a date to come back to the Bahamian people, and you refuse to, right? And this is the issue.
See, that's it right there, because the normal way it goes, if he had not said anything, we wasn't going to expect to hear anything.
No.
If he had not insisted.
Yes.
That they were going to be transparent about it and come and tell us, we wouldn't worry about that, because the normal play is we like to talk transparency and accountability.
Yes.
But you are the fool if you expect transparency and accountability.
And I see Candia Dames in her National Review, a year in review, also mentioned this, the same false accountability and transparency in her year in review. And I want to echo that. I am concerned. I am concerned because I want a better Bahamas. I want a better Bahamas in the last 5 years that we had before. Yeah. So I have a duty and a care to make sure the Bahamian people join me on this quest and hold our government accountable.
In fact, you have a duty that the Bahamian people join you, because otherwise you just could be wasting my taxpayer dollars on nothing. It's a cultural problem. Of course, it's like the signature of the political culture, right? Political class and political culture. This expectation of transparency and accountability from the government. What?
Do you expect transparency and accountability from the PIB administration?
No, I don't expect it from any administration.
Because it's a Bahamian issue.
It's
a cultural issue.
Deeper than the political culture is rooted in our social culture. I don't expect accountability and transparency from anybody older than me. I don't expect them to think in their mind that they owe it, right? Like they have an obligation, a moral or ethical obligation to be transparent and accountable.
So my first news story.
Yeah.
This year sometime. People say last year. I think at the end of the year already. It was alleged, videotape circulated, the Minister of National Security spoke, the Minister of Transport spoke, the Commissioner of Police spoke, the Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, and by extension, the Minister of Foreign Affairs spoke on an issue that happened during Carnival. Right? It said that, it was alleged, alleged that a police officer was tapped, was gently nudged by the Minister of Transport, right?
The irony.
The Minister, can you imagine? The Minister of Housing.
Yeah.
And it said that it was going to be investigated. And I said, who said it's going to be investigated? It said it's going to be investigated by the Commissioner of Police. They said because there was a complaint by the Police Staff Association, there was a complaint circulating by persons who were interviewed to their sort. And of course, the Minister of Transport and Minister of Housing said she didn't tap him at all. She drive around him. The police was acting a fool, right? The police didn't want to listen to the Minister of National Security.
It appeared as if he preferred to listen to the orders given to him by his superior.
The orders given to him by his superior. His superior came and removed him. But
hold on. Right away?
No, because the Minister of National Security apparently called him and report him. Say, this your police doing fool. And the end of it, at the end of it, the Commissioner of Police said, three times, I am coming to the Bahamian people to report on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
1 month pass, 2 month pass, 3 month pass, 4 month pass, 5 month pass.
Hold on, wait.
Six month pass.
Before 1 month pass, didn't
7 month pass.
Didn't we have a statement from the Police Staff Association suggesting that the
8 month pass?
Police officer was in the hospital, was attending medical care and intended to engage.
Yes, on sick leave, 9 month pass. See, I have a problem. That's a derelict of duty, right?
Mm-hmm.
This means that he has no respect for me as a citizen of the Bahamas, because he could come and say, hey, upon my investigation, I ain't find nothing, you know. That's a done deal. We ain't gonna talk about this no more. Just like the former commissioner of police said, well, when the flippity respond, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it. But to this day, this gentleman who ain't had no education like the rest of the commissioner of police, see, I got to go low now because they doing low to me, so I got to go. He ain't got the same education as all the former commissioner of police who got degrees and specialized skills on top of skills on top of skills, right? Who got promoted over the next one who had specialized skills, who was a doctor, you know, and 3, 4, 5 of them who under he need his junior, how about 4 or 5 degrees each, right? He got promoted over them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just asked him, just live by your word, you know. Show me that you better than what I was doubt. When I had that doubt and said, man, I didn't think he's competent, you know.
Yeah.
But like, let me allow him to show different. And he come right here, 9 months in, after promising me 3, 4, 5 times that he come in to address the issue, the year end. And the good gentleman ain't have the audacity, the decency to say, man, Nuri, I investigate that man, let that dead. That finish with. Why? Because he don't give a damn. He don't give a damn about me. He don't give a damn about the people.
What's the difference between let that dead, that finish with, and radio silence?
At least he concluded it. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting, man, Aaron. That's my point.
Even if it's with insult, right? Like even if it's insulting the way that you concluded it.
I could be vexed at the insult, but not still waiting. I'm still waiting for him to be accountable to me, transparent to me.
It's the political culture. We're still waiting to find out why we can't see, why they can't publish the investigation, the report.
No, I want to talk about the fire at BPL.
I just say, I don't understand why you have this expectation. They refused to release the report, the investigation into who started, how did the fire start at the general?
I don't talk about the last administration.
You talk in politics. I talk in governance. Governments are continuous.
They could release the file the same way. Yes.
And if that's the case, right? If that's the case, Cecil, then the commissioner sitting somewhere right now in his head saying,
"Hey, listen to me. What Cecil wants to hear me say is... Leave that alone.
That's the business of the last government.
But let's say that.
Because the BPL board good at telling people that. They told the whole chamber. I mean, not the whole chamber. They just told the Energy and Conservation Committee. We're not interested in questions put to the old board. See what I'm saying? Like, this is a deep culture.
Aaron, I try to be a man of principle. You know, I ain't decent, but I try to be a man of principle. If you promise me $50, I can ask you for my $50 every day. You know, the man promised to address me. And that's why I vex. And I believe the whole Bahamas needed to be vexed and say, hey, look, if the Minister of National Security is hearing me now, I expect him to make that phone call and say, Commish, man, let's silence this Nuri Bay. Call a press conference, write a statement.
And tell them this finish, man.
Anyway, I have a call right here. Let me hear what this caller said. For the caller, hang up. Sorry about that caller, right? But that's my point. That's one of the top stories what I found vexing.
Uh-huh.
And I can move on from that. If anyone who would call in at 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259 or text into the our radio, Guardian Radio, at 422-GR96, 422-4796. You can call in and weigh in on this. But the next story, and I'm moving on quickly, forgive me. And I want you to comment on it. The next story I find frustrating when I talk about transparency and accountability. I don't know if you remember this story, but there was an oil spill, oil slick in Exuma. That's Exuma? Where the oil slick was?
Yeah.
That was Exuma?
Yeah.
That was Exuma, right? And I remember when they said that the oil tanker that the oil spill, who caused the oil spill or where it came from, they's going to pay for the cleanup. I remember that was Mr. Wilson who came and talking. Was it Mr. Wilson?
I think so. I'm trying to pull that article right now.
I scared vaccinated because it makes me seem if I foolish, like I stupid, like I ain't watching, like I don't read the newspaper, like I don't go on social media and pull up stories and say, okay, the man them promised me, the good them man them, the good men, you know, mm-hmm. They promised me they're going to come with a report again, right, mm-hmm. As decent and honorable men and say the people them paid the bill. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been 1 month. It hasn't been 2 months. It hasn't been 3 months. It hasn't been 4 months. It's 6 months plus. Mm-hmm. I am still waiting on the people them to tell me, well, the boss, you know, they pay for that. No. I don't know where the money. I think I paid for that. I swear the jar. See, I think I paid to clean that oil spill up.
If I was the type of person to pay tax, I mean, I do pay taxes. I may not be up to date with all of my taxes, but I pay them. I'm just saying that it is likely that not one article that I've found so far indicates that a particular identity has been named responsible for paying for it, has accepted responsibility to pay for it.
That's my fault.
Has paid for it.
I go on that boat and sabotaging and put it down oil spill leak. I don't even know where Exuma is. I've never been there. But clearly, it had to be in me. That's why I paying for it, right? This is why after these people promise me, they say they can be transparent and accountable after they promise me that they can come back to me and tell me that these people pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
That 6 months in plus,
I know who cleaned it up. I just know it clean.
Mm-hmm.
More likely, I clean it up. But all they got to do is come to me simply and say, man.
But not just that they were supposed to produce a plan. Because you can't just clean it up in 7 days. You can't just clean it up in 1 month. They were supposed to produce a long-term plan indicating the steps
you believe
of the
that?
Long-term remediation. Who said that, actually?
I hope that wasn't a good Wilson man.
Anyway, what I'm saying is that I wish people would accept pay that is commensurate with the amount of work that they're willing to do. That's it. Just accept the pay that is commensurate with the work that you are willing to do and that you are doing. Because this is not making it. Like, you want to see accountability and transparency? I want to know when people are going to stop and say, look here, you know what the truth is? We are not earning this amount of money that in good conscience, we can't continue to go to church every day to raise our hands to our God and ask for grace and mercy and come to whatever work it is we do every day and refuse to give what it is that we ought to give, what we know we ought to do. It just, this transparency and accountability issue is amazing. And it just keeps going. BPL fuel surcharge increase, right? The government announces to us, well, first of all, we hear back and forth chatter that they're going to do it. Oh, we're not going to do it. They're going to do it. Oh, we're not going to do it. I mean, I'm going to say, sir, he's not knighted yet, but the Honorable Alfred says is very good at, we're going to do, no, we not, we haven't done it. Yeah, we're going to do it, right? To then find out that you already wrote the legislation, you did everything you needed to do to increase the fuel surcharge, except petition the regulatory body responsible for approving these decisions. You did everything but go to the regulator and submit documents for their approval. And then you cause them to have to come out a month after you made the announcement and weeks after you actually began the process of billing people with the new fees to say that you are about to begin considering the proposal. And then you force some good, decent Bahamian to sit in the office in front of a computer and type some foolishness about, oh, we have reviewed the proposal and everything, documentation submitted by the company and the government, and we think it's fine. What? Just take the whole office and fold it. Just keep folding it up until it disappears and then maybe send it to BTVI as a science lesson because that's what it's worth. You talk about accountability and transparency. Cable Bahamas the other day, they were fined by IRCA. Cable Bahamas, I mean, I just, Cable Bahamas say to IRCA, like, we don't really care. That's what it read like, we don't really care.
I see you, your vexation yacking up, like how my vexation yacking up. Yeah. I can continue this now because I want to talk about accountability and transparency. And see, this is where I want PLPs and FNMs and the three COI people out there, because only before I demonstrated that party.
I want you all to notice that that's the only third party he called, and what an indictment that is.
But the rest of them finished. They just move on.
They were nothing.
Yeah. And this one, that third party just is entertainment. But anyway, right? I need them to appreciate why I am vexed, right? Especially at the end of the year when I'm analyzing things that's still pending for a government what's supposed to be better than the last group.
I'm still waiting for the chairman responsible for the disclosures committee to come back and tell us that the people disclose. Because the last thing he told us is, why you so hard on them?
Yeah.
You can't see how hard it is being an MP and having to disclose.
Did they ever disclose?
That's what I'm saying.
And that was for March.
Yeah, and the March is the deadline. You're supposed to submit from December 31st,
The form was difficult for them to fill out. So
they go to the form.
And nobody vexed. Nobody says something is wrong. But anyway, call her. Come see. Call you there? Oh Lord!
Yes, I'm here.
Good day, man. I kind of emotional, yeah. So forgive me for this. Go ahead, man.
We just talk about people accepting the work that's being paid for what the work that's done.
Yeah.
My question to her is, how do you see the chairman the value of our construction labor?
Could you repeat that, please?
How do you determine the value of a construction labor? A mission can't do without the construction labor. she is only as good as the construction laborer. You know, the construction lady don't have to learn a trade. He has to be a good helper. You know, so, you know, we like to tell people they need to learn a trade to get more pay. You know, so we need to be accountable as well. And accountability to me is a penalty. If you do something, you pay.
Okay, thank you much, Carl. Let Aaron respond to that. Thanks.
No, I was just going to say, being accountable on a pirate plantation is a difficult thing.
Want to be on a pirate plantation.
But that's where you are until you change it.
And the Americans called just the other day with this FTX, call us all kind of pirates and say we full of corruption.
You mean
this,
the genocide? Hold on, wait. You mean the genocide capital of the modern history?
But my point is, you just bring us every on a pirate plantation.
That's what we are.
And then they remind us, and then we get vexed. But see,
Hold on, wait, pause. We are their plantation.
Maybe we are their plantation.
See, they could get vexed, but they're getting vexed because we're exposing it.
Yes. I would text you and say, I would like to thank Guardian Radio and you, the host of these talk shows, for keeping it going while the stations are on break, as there is nothing going on in this town. Thank you again for being a real talk show station. And you're welcome, I guess. Aaron and I doing our part, and of course Dwight, and of course Warren.
But you know, the culture was like a week before Christmas, all the talk shows would shut down, and they run advertising and Christmas music. Mm-hmm. And I think people for years have been clamoring. They've been saying, listen, why would you shut the talk shows down? Keep the talk shows going. People like the form of engagement. They like to hear what's going on. Most importantly, people don't have time in the day to gather information, all the information on their own. They appreciate a space where people are talking about things that they could tune into, pull out of. It just makes the day easier.
I see we have another caller here, Aaron. Go ahead, caller. I can hear you, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, good day, this is Doc in the Weiss, along with you and Aaron. Always forgetting your name.
Oh, be good, man. Bremen, go ahead.
Yeah, but I can't hardly hear you. But what I want to say, right? First, I want to say to Aaron, I wish you long life. Because let me show you something.
Mm-hmm.
You tell it like it is, and in an intelligent manner. Okay?
Thank you, Bremen.
Nobody can go against what you usually says. But I want to say something, talking about transparency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, I was living to the Carlton House on East Street. So you know that some years, opposite where the police station at now. My brother Obed went to the theater to Shirley Street there with one his girlfriend, and two of them met in the yard. The three of them together met. I had a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, it caused a little problem, and he got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
I went there to Central Station. The Central Station was in Bank Lane there. I had a ring on my finger, cost me almost $2,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was solid gold. It had a diamond in the middle. It had a silver square piece in the middle of the diamond was in a silver square piece. And it had those things would come from
ivory.
Thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and in the middle of that was in the face of the solid gold ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the real silver was in the face of that, and the real diamond was in the face of that. Okay, and when I went to try find out why he got Obed got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I get in a hassle with the police, and my ring dropped in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I end up getting locked up also, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, they supposed to have given me my ring,
mm-hmm.
right? But do you believe from that day to this day, I haven't gotten my ring?
Yeah, I could imagine. But
it shows the nastiness what goes on with the police a lot of them, and the police commissioner. The thing is, that's supposed to have been on record, whereby whosoever take over after certain ones on duty mm-hmm. is supposed to be there for me. And I put to this thing.
Raymond, you worried about a ring disappearing? Look here, I was being stalked, and I filed 3 whole reports with case logs, and each single one disappeared. If you know the things that done disappeared from the authorities in this place, we would be sitting here crying, all of us collectively mourning, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is, but I say, Cecil, it's to solve it, we got to go deeper than the political culture.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go deeper than individual personal culture. We got to go to historic culture. We got to figure out why we behave this way. This is a culture where you peep some and you keep some, right? This is a culture that is opposed to full accountability and transparency. And how do we then shift ourselves from the counterculture to mm-hmm. the culture? Why is it that we are a country in charge of ourselves, but we stay looking for the hookup?
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to get something done is a hookup. Not being an independent, sovereign nation and changing your laws with the processes that you created yourself? Mm-hmm. Nah, mm-hmm. that ain't the way to go. A hookup is the way to go. We, the people, got to pull ourselves from the counterculture to the culture and lead the way.
And before I go to the next call, I want to say another news report that at any year, which is what I think is crucial and it should be analyzed, is recently the members of the Progressive Liberal Party, not necessarily government, but members mm-hmm. of the Progressive Liberal Party, went to Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a government trip. Mm-hmm. I was cool with the expense and government paying for it. Later on, the government has come forward and said, no, it's not necessarily a government trip. It was a political trip. It was a PLP trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that they realized that the government, when I said government, me and you, by taxpayer money, paid for this trip. And I said, oh, what does that mean? It means that they said they promised it's going to pay us back. Right? They promised it's going to pay us back. And I said, okay, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Good for them. I mean, I don't know how we paid for it in the first place, but I appreciate that you're going to pay it back. They made a deposit. The Progressive Liberal Party made a deposit. Right? 1 month gone by. 2 months gone by, 3 months gone by, girl, no, 4 months, and I don't know what's the total for the balance. They never come back to me. They have me as going.
And then they can tell you that's private party information.
Information. And they already use my money.
Mm-hmm.
They already use my money. They don't even say, well, we don't have the money right now. And I call would say, man, we broke, right? I call would, if they say the Progressive Liberal Party is broke, they don't have no money in the party, inside the treasury, inside their bank account right now. They only have the money to
pay the janitors
and host parties,
yeah.
right? But the money to pay back the Bahamian people, they don't have right now. That's too expensive.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I call that. I can understand the PLP being broke, right? But say that. Don't be holding on my money for 4 or 5 months.
Like
plus.
It's your money.
Like it, and right? And already got it without permission.
But
right?
Listen, you
and we, then don't tell me how much you owe me.
Could we write Bermuda and tell Bermuda that we need all the money back?
I got to ask them to send a receipt. I say, Bermuda, email me the receipt so I can present to the PLP party how much money they owe me. Because it can't be this long. That and they can wait till next year, Aaron. A whole, they can wait till the new year. The pay. Let me go to the caller. Caller, you there?
Hello.
Go ahead, caller, man. I still kind of find what this accountability and transparency mean, man. I just, man.
Yes, Mr. Nuri, honestly, we know these people before they get in. We know what it was like. You're like, this is something new. We just happens to, hey, we was angry with Menace, and we vote Menace out. But we know that these clowns before they get in.
But
you know,
but we know that Minister failed us.
Yeah,
this is a better governance,
is it?
Within a year,
it got to be.
They can't even get a police traffic with Joe Bed Kobe straightened out, and then the commissioner had the nerve to say at Junkanoo, he knows where the FDX fella is. He could always go and find him, and he had one complaint. We know what these people are all about, man. Don't get upset.
Why we keep voting for them? Like, why we keep acting as if we have no other choice? We have plenty other choices.
We don't have no. You watch the trend. From Selinden time, it was back and forward. and be tired of that one or be angry, be voting the next one. We don't change, you know.
But
guess what?
Why can't we change?
The good people, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
The good people, we are not going to allow them to go in. This show today, you will never hear no PLP call and say these people were doing wrong. You know why? Because they love it. It benefits them.
We can't be loving this, man. I can't be loving this.
You got to be loving it for a case to go on, a small traffic accidents to go on almost a year. Come on. We got to love it. A fella bring down a whole team, $32 billion, and you ain't got no case against the fella. And all these people, 1,500 in the Bahamas who had the count, and they even make complaint. Something got to be wrong. Anyway, you all have a blessed day. Okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I just want to say that we can shift the political culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can change the tide. We can give ourselves more options. We just can't do them instantly. We can't expect that option to pop up.
How long must I wait, Aaron? How long should I wait?
Okay, you don't have to wait at all. And you must wait until you end this show. And when you end this show today, when you get out of here and we sitting in the car, because you can give me a ride home, right?
Yeah, we might give me a ride home.
You're going to start putting together the list of people that you trust to work with you to start a party.
I used to trust Alfred.
Now, listen, hold on, wait.
Alfred says you'd be my boy. I said, man, that way there is prime ministerial person right there. I used to trust him. I them roads, though.
Listen, I am also stunned. But most of all, his question was, why did they put Alfred Sayers as Minister of Works, right? And then I thought, okay, well, you can't put Alfred Sayers as the AG. And you can't put Wayne Monroe as the AG.
Mm.
But you can't put someone that has no legal experience at all as the AG.
We have a good AG now.
I mean, yeah, because and he's not. I don't have a problem with the AG. Mm. No. What I'm saying is, though, right? Why would you make Alfred Sayers the Minister of Works?
He's one of the most
experienced. He can't even work on nobody knives. He's such a nice man.
He's one of the most experienced politicians we have. He's supposed to know how to manage the system, the public service, and get things done. He's letting these junior MPs making him look like he's silly. And they mean because people like Pia Glover Gibson, Glover, no, she don't last name is.
Glover.
No, that's a
role.
Yeah. Role. Needs to get promoted and you demote a person like Alfred said.
Promoted where?
She no substantive minister. She's a junior minister.
Well, I said where, not where from.
I put her to Ministry of Works.
She busy union busting.
Yeah, I see that. We can talk about that next. But I bring Alfred Sess down. Demote him. You know, but he ain't doing a good job.
You can't demote him. You can't fire him. You can't demote Bahamians.
You gotta fire him.
This guy fired him.
You can't fire
Sess. You can't cause them. You can't take a Bahamian from.
You can't fire Sess.
You can't take a Bahamian from 12th grade and put them in 3rd grade and tell them to sit in a small chair now.
Caller, I see you. We're going to commercial break right now. As soon as we come back, caller, we're going to help you be the first person in line. But this is Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and of course, Aaron Green is joining me. I'll be talking about accountability and transparency and wondering whether we got hoodwinked, bamboozled, deceived, right? Because this is what I voted for. I wanted something different, right? But we'll be right back after this brief message.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM. And I know I have some texts and I have a caller who's been waiting for a while. So let me go straight to the caller, then we go to the text and read that. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Aaron, how are you all this morning?
Doing well, man.
That's good. Listen, Alfred says it's an excellent minister.
Of course.
I think he can run any ministry you put him into. Mm-hmm. But he has a little bit of stumbling block in his way at this time. And I think the prime minister is going to deal with that come either January or February.
What's the stumbling block?
You'll see the difference.
What's the stumbling block? Just asking.
It's just some people in the ministry doing what they want to do.
So you believe that civil servants is plotting, Alfred says, and they hijacking him. That's what you're saying.
Pardon me?
You're saying the behemoths are hijacking, Alfred says, and making it impossible.
The behemoths, there are some government employees hijacking, Alfred says.
I will ask you even more questions.
Go right ahead.
You think he need a Omar Archer, a registrar of contractors, to hold them people in works?
All Alfred said he needs to do is go and sit down with the prime minister and let him know where the stumbling block is, and it will be removed.
So he ain't do that yet? He ain't do that yet?
I don't think so.
He's keeping that secret from the prime minister.
Okay.
But back to this FTX thing that you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Which government, opposition... A member of parliament bragged about bringing FTX to Bahamas.
I have no problem with FTX.
Or the FM.
I have no problem with FTX, and I'm glad they come. So yes, I'm trying to find out what's the problem.
Tracy Thompson was nationally in the House of Assembly bragging about FTX.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because FTX coming here was good.
Pardon me?
FTX coming here was good.
I think so myself. I don't think it was anything untoward to the Bahamas. I think it was just that the U.S. had some paper trail on this gentleman. They were falling in for quite some time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, the Chinese guy, the U.S. will bring him down soon also. All right? But you notice, Mr. Freed, soon as he arrived in America, the following day, he was granted bail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Think about all that. All right?
He was
granted bail the second day that he arrived in America tonight, and tomorrow he was granted bail.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at all this. Why was he granted bail willy-nilly?
Willy-nilly bail. That's a good bail there. I don't know Willie Nelly Nail.
Regardless to what, the U.S. accepted the $250 million or whatever it was, surety or whatever. So
he can't run.
He had to have some legal, some funds that were legal in order for them to accept that.
Well, is this,
all right?
It's his parents' money.
The money weren't tied up in FTX as defrauding people.
It's his parents' money. It's his parents' money. They freeze all the parents'
money. And their friends.
Whose money it is, they accepted it. He got bail. Now he's out on bail at his parents' residence. Can't leave there because he's now monitored from his parents' residence.
Mm-hmm.
But the identity, in the Bahamas, persons are making a big spectacle that the Bahamas did something wrong when they did not. Okay?
I appreciate it. The next thing I want to talk about, Eric, I know you have a taxi.
Go ahead. And I just want to say that Sam, SBF may not be a follower, but the question is he a leader?
There you go.
That's the question.
Leading the Bahamas. But go read your text so I can.
So, note from from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, a reminder that Guardian Radio has never, ever stopped talk radio broadcasts for the holidays, except for public holidays. Every day they can, they are on the air.
Well, see, that's something to know. That's something to brag about.
Yeah. More than 10 years.
In more than 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I think the Bahamian people love it.
And appreciate it at the same time.
Absolutely.
A non-stop talk
show.
Yeah.
Remember I said he's not a follower. Maybe he's a leader, though.
Yeah.
The right question is how he get here.
See? Same thing.
Yeah.
He was invited here. But the next thing I am concerned about, again, news issues that happened this year, right, that hasn't been resolved and is the end of the year, is NIB. Every day we know that NIB going to go bankrupt or lose all
them today.
Right? You need to go pay your NIB.
I can put something on it.
How long do you want to pay?
I mean, in a minute.
You
ask me when I was first employed.
You have me stuttering?
Yeah, there you go.
Just put something on it.
Yeah, Chicktani's have to pay?
No, Chicktani's got to pay.
I got it before before the courts.
Anyway, you just go put something on your bill.
The basketball court,
NIB bill. But my point is, right, we see the newspaper again. Uh-huh. And like every 2 months, they remind us that, hey, it's critical. It is critical that we adjust NIB like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be in almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been no adjustment. Like, don't worry about that, man. That's small things.
Yeah, you know why?
Let the whole thing collapse.
But it ain't.
It doesn't matter.
Because you could be dead.
They could be dead anyway. You know? Yeah, like, you need the money.
Perhaps this is the biggest story of the year because it has the potential to be the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the Bahamas.
It impacts me.
Even bigger than the perception that FTX is a Ponzi scheme.
And no one mad, though. No one vexed. Nobody concerned. It's like whatever buck goes, man. This is pretend. This ain't no real country.
I think it's too overwhelming a thought for the average citizen to take on right now. You worried about mortgage and this and that. You want me to worry about NIB as well. Secondly, you asking people to connect to something they can't connect to in good times. You want me to worry about NIB and it working and I still can't get the things I need
people
to get from NIB.
People are getting the NIB checks late. Not no one late, 1 month late, no. Not no 2 months late.
People talking about years late.
6 months, they still waiting and saying, man, I applied for my national insurance check and I ain't get it yet.
People talking about pregnancy benefits, death benefits. They can't get them. They can't get information from anybody. They can't get anyone to answer the phone.
So I conclude, Aaron.
Yeah.
Cabinet broken. Because one man, who was just the first among equals.
No, that's a table that was broken.
No, that's a window, I think. That was Code Smith, the fight. Never mind. Let's just change that. Yeah. You know, that's when Kenya, never mind. No, change.
Body slam.
Yeah, break up. Anyway. But my point is,
mm-hmm.
how is it that you have a cabinet
mm-hmm.
where everyone has a vote,
mm-hmm.
where everyone is supposed to be competent, right? Can see the urgency of NIB being fixed or adjusted, that it needed to be fixed from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they letting one man hold the entire country hostage, and I must just ignore them to say
hold
that
on,
they
which
do.
One man that is?
Actually, I ain't gotta say the one man, but the one man say we ain't gonna increase no NIB.
Hold on, the prime minister.
My God, that's concludes the prime minister.
Do I need to call Loretta Butler Turner for y'all? Y'all don't know how easy it is to move a prime minister or leader of opposition.
I don't know. That become violence because remember the last person.
Structural violence.
No, the slap.
That was well before.
That was well before.
Yeah.
Okay, but see, my point is. If NIB is urgent,
mm-hmm.
if it is crucial, if it is important for now and future generations, no one man can say, Tari, we can deal with this next year.
Hold on, you know what the beauty of our political system is? No one man could say anything. And the others that sit around that one man have the power to move him, to sway him if he acts like a dictator.
I have a text here. Say, CA, you sound so... You sound really hypocritical. Ain't you the same person who called Lincoln being a traitor because he was exposing Bahamian corruption? And now you're calling the government corrupt and saying that there is no transparency? I can never call my government corrupt because I believe they corrupt at all. I believe that we have issues with accountability and transparency, which is completely different from corruption, mm-hmm. right? Like I said, our government needs to deal with Lincoln being in his antics. And hopefully this government call him up one of these days and then he'll understand what he's doing is anti-Bahamian and against law.
And corrupt elements and systems are totally different from a corrupt government, right? Like, there may be corrupt individuals in a space. That doesn't mean the whole space is corrupted. We should be careful about the critique. But how could you call him hypocritical for calling out things that are in the plain face? And I think there's a difference between engaging public discourse in your nation and inviting foreigners to come to the Bahamas.
We have another phone call there. Pasham True, there, producer. Go ahead there, caller.
New Year, call back. What I want to say, right? Lincoln Bain has the right to carry on the way he carries on. Okay? He are a Bahamian. Okay? He's not doing anything illegal.
And you will agree that I is Bahamian too, and therefore I have a right to make fun of him? Just silence means consent, right? I shall continue to make fun of him. He don't make no sense. No sense at all.
But while you're making fun, some are offering a real sound critique, and not in an attempt to defame him, but in an attempt to support the ideals of the members of the group, who I think sincerely and authentically want to see positive change in the country.
Mm.
You know?
Aaron, before we go, I want to talk about the roads.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about Frank Watson Boulevard and the road to the F&M headquarters.
I need to talk
I mean,
about
they may
too.
Not be the same road, but I think they are the same road.
I still don't know how you get that road name after him. That's a different story altogether.
Yeah.
But my point is, does the government have a duty of care to citizens who traverse these roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see the people on Village Road complained,
mm-hmm.
rightly so, that they deserve some kind of compensation or some incentive because of the road, the prolonged road interruption. And the response was, everyone whose lifestyle has been interrupted road construction is owed some type of compensation, right? That's a flippant.
Well, that's what the government say?
That's what the minister say.
Everybody whose lifestyle?
Whoever get impacted by any kind of road work.
Yeah.
They should get compensated in general. Right?
The people
that
says?
That's what the man.
That's right there. Fire him on that.
Fire a senior man like
you Alfred can't
said.
Demote him and put him in the primary school chair.
He need to be a junior minister.
Imagine him sitting with the boy who said.
Put him as
the
a
boy
junior
Cornish.
Minister.
Look here, you could see him sitting promote with the peer. Honorable boy Cornish.
Promote peer. You know, move Leslie Miller from being an ambassador, a girl around the place, and give her a ministerial position and make Alfred Says an ambassador someplace, ambassador of roads. Let him go make speeches of some sort. You know, top of the roads what he can't fix.
Go ask. That's a good idea. But make him make Rick Fox his senior. Make him a junior ambassador. Rick Fox knows how to find deals.
Why you mention Rick Fox and I getting ready to leave? Because I still think it's inappropriate. That's just me.
Yeah.
For a sitting ambassador to bid and get a contract from government using my funds. My money is going to pay an ambassador to build houses. I'm kind of uneasy with that. Hold on.
More importantly, houses that you probably cannot afford. That's the part that just hurts my heart.
And since he announced that he building houses, I hear about him no more. He just gone. Since FTX and everybody.
He pulled a Fitzgerald.
I don't know. He just don't talk
I
no
just
more.
Want you all to know that pulling a Fitzgerald is an indicator that you were still 10 seconds too late to make the right decision.
Mm. See, Aaron, you're 5 minutes and I need you to keep on talking. Go ahead.
Okay, I want you to read them texts, man. But listen, one of the stories I think that we haven't talked about this year is the crisis and conflict in the FNM. While we're sitting here looking at the first year and a half of PLP administration rollout, the question is the FNM also imploding?
I think they're imploding. I think the FNM is having a tough time. They're having a tough time. I don't think Michael Pintard and all his poetry reading has his charisma and the gravitas to get behemoths to support him, to listen to him. Mm-hmm. I think he's talking to him to himself at this present time.
Mm-hmm. I think that he and the chairman of the party need to sit down and work on their public image, their public engagement.
I don't think they understand what the public image is. Like, is the goal?
In fact,
objective?
Remember before the snap election, I was trying to invite, in fact, I invited a number of people to come on my show, parliamentarians and new parliamentarians, to talk about this road to the House of Assembly, right, and the mm-hmm. things. And a number of people just ignored me entirely. You know, it would have been good for them to at least call me and ask me, well, what's it about? That you could teach some ideas and then still didn't come on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes apparent that these politicians are not prepared for the task at hand. A particular note, I saw a flyer from the Speaker of the House in her capacity as
Lord
MP.
Have mercy.
Why would you close a constituency office for 3 weeks at Christmas?
Because the people don't need no help.
Is she Bamboo Town?
She's in Bamboo Town. Bamboo Town don't need no help. That's why she closed it. You go next door to the next MP place and get help from them. Hers closed for 3 weeks.
Three whole weeks at Christmas.
Yeah.
In the winter when people are going to be most in need.
Yeah. They don't need no help. She then gave the horde. She then issued her horde.
You have to learn how to say refreshments.
She then issued her refreshments and then she's straight. She don't have to open no more.
And I forget the refreshments. See, I don't care if you don't know how to say the word. The faux pas is not trying to say it and not finding a replacement.
How do you say it? Horde.
Hors d'oeuvres.
No, she didn't say that.
I can't say what she said.
You got to pronounce it now. Horde.
You want me to say it?
Yeah, say it.
I am not going to say it.
You want to say hors d'oeuvres, eh?
That's why you, what you say.
But hors d'oeuvres don't start with H. Oh, Lord. You see how me making me fool.
No, it starts with H. It starts with H. Refreshments start with H.
It's too hard. It's hard to say refreshments. You got to say hors.
Anyway, yeah. I think that this is a clear, you talk about a lack of accountability. This is a clear indicator that this freshman class, this class of 2021, are not prepared for the job. And more than that, because yesterday we'd say we don't blame the workers, we focus on the managers and their inefficiencies. The PLP party did a horrible job, even in all of the effort they put into preparing these people. They did a horrible job of preparing them, from public disclosures straight down to the president, the Speaker of the House,
some
who
of them
said
disclose, yeah.
We closing our constituency office for 3 weeks into Christmas.
Say, good morning, Mrs. Nuri. Are you a first-time voter, or have you just returned to the Bahamas? You really seem surprised and shocked by the governance of the PLP. I was shocked and surprised by the governance of the FNM, too.
I am shocked and surprised that Bahamians continue to vote them in without challenging them, without a real... Man, the same way y'all are prepared to get up in my face and tell me all kinds of things, I would have expected y'all to get up into one of these big square-haired man face and ask
PLP
them.
PLP supporters to be loud. I would have surprised they didn't challenge their leadership. Say, no, y'all doing poorly. I ain't vote for this.
You know what? When the next time we talk about transparency and accountability, let's go look at the war room.
Anyway, the music turning up loud. This has been Guardian Radio in AM. We rush it. We rush it. New Year's John Canoe. I think... A one family going for two straight. What you think?
Saxons.
Saxons.
By order of ancestry, I have to proclaim that Saxons will be the next winner.
Okay, you claim it, Saxons. Okay, I'll second you. Saxons will win New Year's Day Boxing Day.
Yes, sir.
New Year's Day joking.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Guardian Radio in AM. This was C.A. Nuri, and thanks very much, Aaron Green, for joining me. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.